Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Ravinia.org.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show presents another edition of Who's Your Guy?
Hello, boys.
Hello.
My guy is Latu Latu, edge rusher, UCLA.
Weaknesses. Not that talent.
Right.
My guy is Iowa defensive back, Cooper DeJean.
It's seemingly pronounced DeJean. Strengths.
The lightning is coming.
Better believe it. Weaknesses.
What?
I don't think that's a weakness. Only average reaction burst. Wait a minute. They just said it in the first step.
Who's your guy?
Dallas Turner. Strengths.
I'm a tender lover.
So they say.
Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State.
Strengths.
I've seen beaver in Canada a million times. They're unmistakable.
Nose tackle, Christian Boyd.
Strengths.
Scientists believe that the first human being who will live 150 years has already been born. I believe I am that human being.
Weaknesses.
I will start a fire in the bathroom.
Squatty.
Who's your guy with Bernstein and Holmes on The Score?
You know how this works. We push a button, we say your name, and we ask you a question, and then we all do our draft homework and enjoy the radio stylings of Adam Studzinski pushing buttons. And we've had a bunch of guys already, and I hope you've been keeping track, because I know it's been flying by. So let's continue, shall we? Who's Your Guy begins today on The Score on this Layla Rahimi Wednesday with Patrick. Hello, Patrick. Who's your guy?
Hello. My guy, the Yak King, Malachi Corley, wide receiver from Western Kentucky.
Malachi Corley, 207 pounds. He is out of Campbellsville in Orange City, Florida. His strengths?
Large boxing gloves for hands to bounce defenders around. Tougher defenders to escape once he has vice grips latched on.
Wait, he's got boxing gloves. How can he have vice grips if he has boxing gloves for hands?
The vice grips are inside of the boxing gloves.
Okay, well, that's pretty awesome. No wonder he's a cyborg.
Oh, I see what we're doing here. We're using the beast to feed the beast. Boasts a compact, muscular body type. Added almost 30 pounds since enrolling at Western Kentucky. Dangerous with the ball in his hands and thrived in the Hilltoppers' quick game. Accelerates to top speed quickly with crisp cutting skills. Can break tackles with quickness or force. 55 forced missed tackles over the last two seasons. Using his run strength to plow over defenders or power through tackle attempts. Runs fearless. And NFL coaches will love his competitive nature. Hands catcher and quickly puts the ball away. His weaknesses.
I am not a successful adult. I don't eat vegetables and or take care of myself.
Sounds like every man I've dated. Shorter target with an average catch radius. Wasn't consistently used as a downfield target, and his deep tracking skills downfield are unproven. Love his play urgency, but he goes too fast at times. forcing his forecasting his path leading into brakes. Rats can be slowed by early contact, and he needs to do a better job avoiding it instead of trying to show how tough he is.
Layla is one of the most talented communicators I've ever worked with.
Overall, Corley needs to be more controlled in his breaks and tempo to consistently separate as a route runner, but he is dynamic with the ball in his hands. He has the speed, physicality, and contact balance ideal for a slot role that uses motions, jet sweeps, and quick screens.
Uh-oh.
His NFL comparison.
Short side crack toss.
Don't do it. Not today. Not on the Lord's Day. His NFL comparison is somewhere between Deebo Samuel and Amari Rodgers, which is a wide spectrum. His grade is second or third round.
All right. And let's give his name one more time. Malachi.
Yeah, we went a little off script Corley. When we were off. Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky. He is a Hilltopper.
Okay, next up is Pat. I have a feeling where we're going here. Pat, who's your guy?
Hey, what's up, guys? My guy is Jalen Wright, running back, University of Tennessee.
Jalen Wright, 5'10", 210 pounds. Strengths.
Well, no, he puts mayonnaise in the coffee.
Okay.
And he eats the banana with the peel
That's
on it.
It. Muscular build with defined arms and quads gives his blockers a chance to do their jobs before using his burst to accelerate through holes. Has track speed, but his ability to cut away from pursuit angles and full speed and create missed tackles is more impressive. Most of his explosives came on the outside where he could bounce and find runways. Keeps his shoulders square and his feet underneath him for quick lateral cuts, runs with balance and run strength, willing to step up and stone linebackers in pass pro. Weaknesses.
You know, he probably wasn't able to show his full package.
Prefers to step spin out of contact and doesn't consistently drop his pads into contact or fall forward. Inside vision is inconsistent and will leave some meat on the bone. Needs to be quicker, adjusting his tempo to attack daylight as it opens. Wide base helps him balance mid-cut, but also hinders some of his lateral explosives at times. Anticipation in pass protection is still developing. Fumbled 5 times over the last 2 seasons, although only once in 2023. In summary, overall, Wright needs to develop a better feel for using tempo to maximize what is there, but his run strength, balance, and ability to cut, weave, at top speed make him too dangerous with the ball in his hands. He projects as a scheme-versatile back, stylistically similar to Jerome Ford, who can handle work on all 3 downs. He is a 3rd-round pick. That is Jalen Wright from the University of Tennessee.
Brian, you are on the score. Brian, my question to you is, who's your guy?
My guy is Mike Hall Jr., Ohio State University, 3 technique.
Mike Hall Jr. stands 6'2 and a half, weighs 299. Strengths.
Smooth singing, big hair.
Terrific initial quickness to get vertical or cross-face blockers. Times the snap well to surprise blockers. Long arms, raw power to push the pocket. Go-to attack includes a variety of arm over and swim moves, mixing in spins and euros. Rangy and alert in the run game. Ability to defeat cut blocks on the backside of zone runs. Active with his large hands to absorb contact and aggressively stack and separate. Plants his post leg to fight back through double teams. Played on the offensive line in high school and is familiar with blockers' countermeasures. NFL scout says with his talent, I bet he could have been a first-round center if he wanted to stay on offense. High motor, one of the youngest players in the draft class. Weaknesses.
Believe it or not, Jim Boylan said that he reminds him of Robert Horry.
What? Lean build for an interior lineman, will be considered undersized for several NFL schemes. A scout says, I'd like to see him shed some of the weight and be a 265-pound linebacker. inconsistent base strength can be moved off his rush path or displaced by blockers in the run game. Not the most disciplined tackler, needs to be a better finisher. Flagged three times for personal fouls, including roughing the passer penalties on the Maryland and Penn State tapes. Career production looks more like a single season. Battled several nagging injuries. In summary, Hall was more of a flash player than a consistent force. But his quick twitch movements and natural energy are the ingredients of a disruptive gap penetrator. If he stays healthy, he'll be an immediate rotation player, an eventual starting three technique tackle in a four-man front, a second to third round grade on Ohio State defensive tackle Mike Hall Jr. Here is Jonathan on Sports Radio 670 of the Bernstein and Holmes Show. Jonathan, who's your guy?
J.J. McCarthy from the defending national champion Michigan Wolverines.
I thought that was your guy.
No, it could be your guy, but I got the page for him. I can do J.J. McCarthy. You can take the better
That's
guy.
That's why I was asking you the question while Dan was talking.
No, you could take the better guy. J.J. McCarthy, 6'2" and almost a half, 219 pounds of rock'em sock'em quarterback. Strings.
I've interviewed him once, and he's not, you know, he's not an idiot.
Above average athlete with quick feet and dashing speed, drives through his hips with the arm strength to rip throws down the seam to the top or to the sidelines from the opposite hash. Hits the targets in stride, especially when working over the middle. Needs to show more. But there are several examples of anticipatory throws on his tape from 2023. Poised and accurate when throwing on the move. Weaknesses.
I thought he was dead.
Wasn't consistently required to get beyond his first or second read. Guilty of bird dogging where he wants to go with the throw and must develop his eye skills to manipulate coverage. His general accuracy is a strength to his game, but his ball placement will suffer at times when he rushes throws. Still developing his touch as a passer, over the linebackers, and in front of the safeties. There aren't many examples on tape of him adjusting protections at the line. Only 795 career dropbacks in college and played in an offense that leaned on the run game. In summary, overall, McCarthy's evaluation feels incomplete, which creates even more projection than normal. But his passing skills, pocket athleticism, and mental makeup are all ascending and create optimism for his NFL future. Although bumps along the way could be expected, he has the package of tools to become an NFL starter early in his career. Their grade on him is first or second round.
Oh,
he is now being projected as the number two pick in the draft.
Things have changed.
You guys definitely going top five. They have him second or third.
They have him number 21 overall.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Do the next one. Do the next one.
Sorry. That's why I was asking you.
Don't worry about it. We play over it.
Jay, you're on the score. Who's your guy?
Hey, everybody. Hello. My guy is Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC.
Never heard of him.
He's on the cover of The Beast. So is he The Beast? If you're on the cover, are you the reigning Beast?
Ooh, I can show people.
Yes, Lawrence has printed out The Beast.
Aww. It's Caleb Williams. Hello. He's your guy.
Caleb Williams is over 6 feet.
Barely.
Yes. He's from Washington, D.C., as we know, 214 pounds. And the top line on his background is he was an only child. Come on now. His strengths.
I'm Prince.
Ah, there it is, studs. That's nice.
That was smooth.
That's nice considering what was said on Pablo Torre's podcast.
Smooth. Rare football awareness, impressive pocket mobility, and feel for negotiating the rush to evade defenders in confined spaces. Displays the unique ability to quickly set his base and find his balance from any platform. Passes come buzzing out of his ear with high RPMs. Bzz. I don't know if that's physically possible. But he can also adjust his arm angles with ease, able to create torque on his throws while flat-footed, delivers both touch and accuracy, regardless if he is making a layered or a drive throw. uses the entire field and doesn't lean on specific zones. Comfortable delivering the ball before receivers enter their break. Eyes are always up and stay in past first mode while scrambling, as his best receivers who know how to get open on scramble drills, his teammates call it baller mode. Didn't throw an interception on third or fourth down at USC out of 199 pass attempts. Should I continue with the strengths?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Reads pressures well pre-snap and knows how to locate his hot reads. Dynamic with zone read and RPO game. Well-built athlete who runs with toughness and balance as a ball carrier. He grew up playing running back and linebacker and never lost that mentality with the ball in his hands. Averaged 10.1 yards per carry over his career and led USC in rushing touchdowns in each of the past two seasons. Emotional competitor and exhibits field general leadership qualities on tape. Highly productive career, accounting for an FBS best 120 touchdowns over the last three seasons. Only two other players reached triple digits over that span. Sam Hartman with 116 and Bo Nix with 105. Finished his career 23-10 as a starter, 18-8 at USC, 5-2 at Oklahoma. The Trojans' defense gave up at least 34 points in all eight losses.
So bad.
43 points per game allowed. The fact that that's listed in his strengths is pretty amusing. All right, those are all there in this. So his weaknesses.
His shorts today were soaked. I look at his shins, and it's just like, just poor. I mean, it looks like my window after a rainstorm. And he says it's not a problem on game day.
All right. Holds the ball loose from his body, and ball security is a major concern in the pocket and as a ball carrier. 16 of his 33 career fumbles came in 2023. Guilty of bypassing singles and doubles as he searches for home runs and asks too much of his offensive line. 240 of his dropbacks the last two seasons lasted 4+ seconds. Where have I heard that before? Can get stuck on reads too long. And eyes need to become more efficient and manipulative. Pressure will speed up his process and lead to negative results. See the 2023 Notre Dame tape. Partially responsible for being sacked 84 times over the last 3 years, including 35 times in 2023. Hastily abandons his passing mechanics. Occasionally leaves clean pockets in favor of creation mode.
Where have you heard that before?
You know I read that one too, right?
Yeah.
That was a who's your guy that I read. NFL scouts say it will be important for Caleb to, quote, leave no doubt, end quote, during the interview process.
He apparently did that.
That he is all in on football. NFL scout, quote, this is, raise your eyebrow. He wants to be the Jay-Z of the NFL and a true entrepreneur, and that's great as long as he's winning on the field, end quote.
No, Ray, I have this upside down because these are the weaknesses.
Overall, which way do you do it now?
Oh, wait. Up.
Okay, overall.
Way up.
Williams needs to be more consistent working on schedule from the pocket. But you live with the hiccups because the positives are special with his dynamic passing skills and instinctive ability to create. Though stylistically, he is like a really impressive karaoke style of Patrick Mahomes. He is truly unique as a playmaker.
I would very much like for the comps to musicians to continue. Like, I want someone to now call Caleb Williams Conway Twitty.
Well, you've gotten Prince.
And Jay-Z.
And Jay-Z. So far, so good. They're
but
be
also
like
a really
Cash
impressive karaoke-style version of Patrick Mahomes.
And the projection was what?
Oh, yeah. First overall, interestingly enough. There Caleb is. Williams.
Next is Eric. Eric, you're on the score. Eric, who's your guy?
Hey, guys. Big fan of this segment. My guy is Cody Schrader, running back, University of Missouri.
Cody Schrader is 5'8 and a half, 202 pounds. Strengths.
For starters, access to the illest club. And that's just for starters. I will work for you. I will be on you 24/7. I'll be like your family. I'm here when you get here in the morning. Sure enough, I'll be there tucking you into bed at night. Do we have questions?
Actually appropriate. Well-built, sturdy back, layered muscle. Runs with violent leg churn, high knees, doesn't stop feet at contact, competitive finisher, looks to punish tacklers, always falling forward, runs with decisive play speed through and around pursuit. Only one of three Power 5 backs to account for at least 17 explosive plays of 20-plus yards last year. Proven workhorse wears down defenses with hard running style, functional pass catching skills, just one fumble, loves to hit people in blitz pickup, self-proclaimed workaholic, takes care of his body and conditioning like a pro, voted a senior captain, holds everybody accountable. He claims, quote, "I beat our strength and conditioning coach to the facility every day. I parked my Red Ranger truck out front to make sure he knew I was already working."
Does he wake up at 4:30 without an alarm?
It's key.
Meanwhile, apparently there's things going on at this press conference.
Sure are.
I told you to. I told you.
Yikes. Played on punt coverages, had a pair of tackles, toughs out injuries. Weaknesses.
The worst. She's the worst in the world.
Needs to improve his run patience for better block development, runs with straight line tendencies, moves show hints of tightness in his hips, hindering his elusiveness, ordinary long speed, dynamic runs will be tougher to find versus NFL pursuit, inconsistent awareness in pass pro, needs to do a better job rolling his hips at contact, short arms, small wingspan, forces quarterbacks to be pinpoint accurate. Long-term durability might be a concern because of hard-charging style. Will be 25 years old as a rookie. The summary, Schrader doesn't run with desired tempo or elusiveness, but he's an attitude runner who sets the tone with physicality and contact balance. There is a place in the NFL for his competitive run style and make-it mentality. A fifth or sixth round grade on Missouri running back Cody Schrader. And that is the first bank of calls for Who's Your Guy. We're going to do another one, but I do think we should let you know that...
I was right the first time.
Apparently, the Bears began their begging for money press conference today by bringing up a pastor to oversee a prayer. They're praying for your money. They're praying on you. They're praying for you. And they are praying... to get taxpayer dollars.
Some would say that that's happened at a press conference in Texas.
Yeah, right?
Some would say that that is a more than appropriate way to go about asking people for money.
What are we doing
here?
Hey,
I tithe. I mean, I will say that. But also, my guy is John Ralphio from Entertainment 720. Can we look into that?
We're going to do a lot more.
My guy is Jesus Christ. Where's he projected to go?
My guy is the George Halas statue.
He's projected to go second behind Caleb Williams.
Then J.J. McCarthy.
Didn't the Beatles get in trouble for that?
Yes, Lennon did. We're doing more of this next on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2. Your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Second bank of Wednesday, Who's Your Guy? We're doing it again tomorrow. And yes, we're doing it again same time on Friday after the first round because there's many rounds that we have to do. So let's pick it back up with Mark on The Score. Mark, who's your guy?
Hi, a local kid, Trevor Keegan, offensive guard, Michigan.
Trevor Keegan, 6'5", 310 pounds. Strengths.
You know, he came in here laser focused, committed, kept his mouth shut. He won his team over inch by inch, day by day, earned the respect of his teammates and his coaching staff.
Manageable frame and well proportioned. Quick out of his stance and stays focused mid-side to stay mirrored to rushers. Gets into his blocks and relies on his upper half to hook and jostle into favorable positioning. Active hands to set to reset. His understanding of angles helps him steer and control in the run game. Adequate range, but can reach backside defenders. Penalties dropped him from four in 2021 to two in 2022 and zero in 2023. That is outstanding. Weaknesses.
My pinky at the right angle makes a great scrotum.
Is that allowed?
I've seen it. That it's Paul Rudd showing how to take a picture of someone and use your fingers to make it look like they're engaged in certain acts.
Taller pad level with some tightness in his hips and ankles. Lacks suddenness in his feet to answer explosive three techniques. Average mobility and shows some heaviness when redirecting in the hole. Will fall off blocks in space. And balance will be regularly tested at the next level. Battled a shoulder injury throughout sophomore season, then struggled with stingers and neck issues from fall camp that limited experience at multiple positions. In summary, Keegan is an average athlete and lacks a truly distinguishing trait, but he is physical blue collar. He's a physical blue collar blocker, and blue blockers, who made steady improvements as a senior that gives scouts optimism. He will have a chance to earn his keep as a depth piece in the NFL. Great. Sixth round. That is...
No, it's not. It's
Trevor Keegan.
Trevor Keegan. Okay, so next is Nate. Nate, you are on the score. Who's your guy?
My guy is the pride of Orion, Illinois, home of the Orion Chargers, the two-time Illinois State Wrestling Champion, Logan Lee.
Hold on a second. It's Orion, but it's spelled Orion, right?
You are correct. One of those weird Midwestern things. Orion spelled like Orion.
Oh.
Like Orion Samuelson.
Well, that's good to know because I didn't know that one, and that's a new one for me.
We can put that one on the list, too.
I feel educated now for who's your guy next to the town of Versailles
or Milan.
I can't. All right, so Logan Lee, just over he's a tall guy, man, 281 pounds out of Iowa. His strengths.
The doctors say I might grow another 18 inches.
That's really funny. All-around athlete, he was highly decorated in football, track, and wrestling in high school. Works well laterally to play the piano up and down the defensive line. This is another thing that I think is physically impossible. I don't know that you can play a piano on a defensive line.
Can he play piano in the dark?
I understand it's a metaphor. I'm just saying this is a kind of straightforward document here, and the metaphors might be a little descriptive. Makes himself skinny to slide through gaps. Aggressive hands to work half a man and shed blocks. Excellent ball tracking in the run game and never allows himself to get too far from the football. Outstanding pursuit effort, and he blocked a pair of field goals in his career. Voted a senior captain. And considered one of the top role models on the team with maturity beyond his years. His coach is actually worried that he was too mature and not fully experiencing college life. Experienced playing at various defensive line positions. Durable and started every game the past three seasons.
Too mature?
41 straight starts.
Too mature.
This is amazing.
Well, that'd been fine, except for the rheumatoid arthritis and the Alzheimer's. I mean, what do you mean too mature?
That he didn't goof off enough in college.
Oh, my God. These scouts. I'm so sick of these idiots.
This is your favorite segment?
But too mature? We're there now? I don't know. He likes football too much. He's too good at football.
That's
and too
exactly
mature.
What they're saying. his unbelievable. And he's like 6'5". His weaknesses.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? You
my
broke
back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or, spinal. Or what portion?
Spinal.
That's really funny. Slender frame for an interior alignment and lacks ideal mass. Taller stature and lighter lower body negate his ability to anchor. Needs to play with a more consistent pad level and overall leverage to create forward drive and bull rush. Lack of arm strength hurts block shedding violence. Doesn't gain substantial ground with initial steps as a pass rusher. Pass rush plan is missing both sophistication and trickery. Too many missed tackles on his tape, often because he lacks the twitch to quickly sink and adjust to the ball carrier in smaller spaces. And apparently he never led Iowa in tackles for losses, pressures, or sacks, and he'll be a 24-year-old NFL rookie. His overall, Lee is a good-looking athlete with a worker bee attitude, although his frame and skill set might find him caught in between positions at the next level, limiting his NFL ceiling. He projects as a reserve base end or three technique in a four-man line. The grade is a seventh-round priority free agent for Logan Lee.
So much for Oregon, Illinois. Brian, you're on the score. Who's your guy?
Yeah, thank you, Layla, in particular, for continuing to highlight ridiculous draft metaphors and draft speak. But my guy is Zach Frazier, center from West Virginia.
All right, Brian, let's see what we can bring you in that regard with a scouting report on West Virginia's Zach Frazier. He's 6'2 and a half, 315. Strengths.
I am a flush, a weak hash.
Sturdy frames.
Gavin over by Lexus.
Stout trunk, powerful base. Sounds like Babar. Displays the initial quickness to immediately achieve proper leverage. Highly decorated high school wrestler, parenthetically. Creates movement in the run game with his massive vice grip hands and upper body strength to latch, torque, and turn defenders. Above average core strength to strain and extend rides. Uses independent hands to re-leverage and absorb a charge in pass pro. Impeccable work ethic, which dates back to his middle school days when he built a home gym for himself.
Wow.
Well, he loves football more than Logan Lee, I guess.
Know. That sounds more mature than anything I've heard.
You people have stood in my way long enough. I'm building a home gym for myself.
But then again, didn't we all kind of do that during the pandemic?
That's true.
Remarkable toughness.
I have many sets of weights.
And aggressively attacked his rehab following his broken leg and was running at 9 weeks post-surgery. Accomplished in the classroom, football junkie with the necessary wiring to handle the rigors of the position. Weaknesses.
I'm not convinced I know how to read. I've just memorized a lot of words.
His arms measured longer than what his tape suggests.
Okay. What?
And his arms are too short to box with God.
Over so he short-armed it as
no,
a player.
No, it says his arms are longer than what his tape suggests.
His arms measured longer than how he played.
He was short-arming as a player.
Oh, okay.
And then they were like, go gadget arms.
And yet, they say overextends himself on reach blocks. Needs to, so he plays short arms except when he's too long. Needs to do a better job fitting and staying attached at the second level. Inconsistent recoveries in pass protection if punch timing isn't precise. Gives up his edge too easily. Needs to be a hair quicker adjusting to switch off blocks. Penalized 4 times in 2023, suffered a broken lower left leg that prematurely ended his college career and limited him during the draft process, will be viewed as a center only in several NFL schemes. In sum, Frazier might not boast elite athleticism or length, but he's good enough in those areas and will win over NFL teams with his core strength, football IQ, competitive toughness, and understanding of leverage.
What about the home gym?
He projects as a quality NFL starting center the moment he is drafted. A second round grade on West Virginia center Zach Frazier.
Last one of the day.
Dave, you're on the score. Who's your guy?
My guy is the guy that made Caleb Williams feel snake bit at Oklahoma. Spencer Rattler, quarterback, South Carolina.
I see what you did there.
Pun.
Nice.
Spencer Rattler, for those who don't know, is the quarterback that Caleb Williams replaced at Oklahoma. Barely 6 feet. Noticing a pattern? 211 pounds. Strengths.
He is so amazing. I wish I could know him more, you know, because he is one of a kind, you know. I think about him all the time. And, well, I'm wondering, should we kill him?
Aesthetically pleasing passer with his fluid release and impressive arm talent. Throws from a wide, balanced base and delivers with confidence from any platform. Sound familiar? Can get the ball out with zip to access small windows. Keeps his vision downfield with patience to allow routes to develop. Sound familiar? Trusts his anticipation to deliver before receivers are out of their breaks. Loves to push the ball downfield. Would run four verts over any other play if he could.
Rex.
Outstanding with ball fakes and mechanical repetition is a focus for him. Sound familiar? Weaknesses.
Now, the two cards that I pulled with tarot was the double and the knight.
His pocket movements and field reads are too systematic. Sound familiar?
Why, yes, it does.
Decision-making isn't a glaring issue, but his 2023 tape still showed more misreads and immature mistakes than you would want to see. Can get reckless with the football. 14 fumbles over his two seasons at South Carolina. Accuracy sees a slight decline on the move when attempting to drive the ball. Staggering home road splits in 2023. Oh, also gained a reputation as an attention seeker. Sound familiar? In summary, overall, Rattler has a methodical play style and needs to be more urgent in his movements, reads, but he has the arm talent, self-confidence, and work habits that give him a fighting chance to work his way up an NFL depth chart. He offers upside at the position, but the interview process will be crucial on his draft grades.
He has short arms, except when he has long arms.
He's projected as a third-round
pick.
He
has no arms.
I will tell you that Spencer Rattler will make his way into the second round of this year's draft.
I believe
you. See? Listen to the editorializing here. This has been Who's Your Guy? And apparently the Bears press conference deserves some attention. If Twitter is any indicator, this
and
is
our text line.
And the text line.
And Twitch.
This is apparently a thing. So we will discuss, and then we'll talk to Mark Grody just after the top of the hour, who is in attendance at this dog and pony show. That's all coming your way. We're going to do Who's Your Guy tomorrow and Friday at noon. If you didn't get on, try to get on then, because we're going to do it a whole lot more. But the Bears are begging for dollars and praying for dollars. We'll discuss next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
All right, well, the Bears have commenced their request for your money, more of your money. Still haven't paid off the $650 million for the Soldier Field renovations yet. So that hotel tax that they're still have to use for that.
They still owe over $600 million.
Still have to take care of all that. You're not going to believe how they started out this press conference today. Tune in tomorrow from 5 to 9 p.m. after the Cubs game for wall-to-wall coverage of Round 1 of the NFL Draft. The Parkins and Spiegel Draft Special live from Detroit, including expert analysis from Dave Wanstead and Patrick Manley. Tune in on the Score of the Odyssey app. You can watch the Parkinson Spiegel draft special on Twitch or Twitter or YouTube. Draft coverage on the Score presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com, the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. So before everything happened, they trotted out, this is a pastor, what is this? Do we know his name?
Pastor Dates?
That's the only name that was given.
Pastor Dates began this is their whole show. This is the big road show, asking for taxpayer dollars for their football building. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you Pastor Dates.
Will you bow your heads and pray with me, please? Gracious God in heaven, we thank you for today, a day that our city desperately needs your help with. We thank you because this is the day that you have made, and so we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We need your help today as we make progress, and I want to thank you for our mayor, for raising up a young man with such a significant heart for our city. Thank you for the McCaskey family. Thank you for Kevin. And now we thank you for all of the people who will benefit by the Bears staying in Chicago. I don't know that you play football, but I am asking you to help us. Help us to win some games. Help us to get a Super Bowl here. Help us to play in the Super Bowl and bring back the 1985 roaring, cheering fans we had for your glory and for our good. And a more serious note for all the people who will work here, who will thrive here, who will come to experience significant family memories here, we give you glory and thanks. And if I've asked you for too little, I pray you do something even bigger than what I just asked you for. In your precious name, let the church say amen.
Can I say blow it out your ass?
So that's Pastor Dates of Salem Baptist over on 114th Street.
I don't know if you played football.
What I don't like about, I mean, I don't like any of it, but what I really don't like is that if you're in a position to be a prayer leader and you would like to ask for God's grace on behalf of the city of Chicago, I can think of countless better ways and things to ask for God's grace for the city of Chicago than a stadium. Like, the blasphemy of it is galling. Is absolutely galling.
It just makes it seem so cheap and tawdry. Thank you, God, for the McCaskies. Thank you, God, for Kevin Warren. Really? Really?
You know, part of the reason why I like living here is because of the appreciation of authenticity. And I am a person who practices a religion, and I don't think that I would be saying those things in prayer. There is a lot going on in this city, and people are mourning every single day.
Every day. Every day.
And I don't think that's fair to people who are really, really hurting.
The neighborhood where his church resides is the neighborhood that I grew up in. There are plenty of people in that neighborhood and neighborhoods around Chicago that need prayer. And you chose to ask for God's grace today for a stadium. You should be ashamed, Pastor. And your congregation should be ashamed, too, that they follow you. That if that's what you're giving out at Salem Baptist, shame on you. You need to repent. Wow. Like, I'm offended as a citizen of Chicago. I am offended for people who try to serve and worship a God that you're hoping shares his grace on the poor and the downtrodden. If we are going strictly from scripture on this, That is not where you need to be today, Pastor. You don't need to be with the billionaires who are trying to take from the people of Chicago. The fact that you thought it was a good idea tells me everything that I need to know about you and your relationship with Scripture, your parishioners, and God. This is ridiculous. What are we doing? I am so tired of people using God to put their hands in someone's pocket. This is the worst possible example of this. If we're talking about raising money for the church so that you can inspire other people to hear the word of God and act accordingly, then so be it. That is not what this is. You are using the word of God to try and fleece the flock. Four billionaires. You are standing right there with a family worth billions of dollars and proselytizing to try and get the people who have nothing to put their hands up and say, yes, I want my money that I am paying in taxes to go towards this. It is the most publicly ungodly thing that I can think of. It is awful. And everyone involved with that today should be ashamed of themselves.
I don't know where to go with it. It is worse than I thought. It is absolutely galling. And the fact that Kevin Warren was there with his hands in the air as those words, as God is being thanked for his existence. Come on, man. Come on. Like, that's not here, not now. I'd love to know who approved it, who was in charge of it, whose idea this was, who called Pastor Dates. Because he didn't just walk up there himself.
People see through this here.
Oh, my God. No pun intended. But
people see through this here.
This is as phony baloney as it gets. This is as cheap and tawdry as it gets. It's gross.
I'm disappointed.
It's gross.
Mark Rohde has to be at 125 because this is still going on. So we're going to react to what we know next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.